big soul, everybody's a part of.
You can't hold no church with ideas like that.
No, I can't.
Well, I guess I'll mosey along.
Maybe I'll go with you. I ain't seen old Tom in a bug's age. How is he?
I don't know. I ain't been home in 4 years.
He didn't write to you?
Paul always says what he couldn't tell a fellow with his mouth wasn't worth leaning on no pencil about.
You're not traveling around?
You mean he didn't hear about me? I killed a guy in a fight. He got a knife in me, and I killed him with a shovel that was laying there. Knocked his head plumb to squash.
You ain't ashamed of nothing, then?
Yeah, I'd do what I'd done again. I got 7 years on account of he had a knife in me. Got out in 4. Parole.
It ain't good when the dust gets up.
God.
See how good the corn come along until the dust got up? Been a dinger of a crop.
Yeah, every year I can remember. We had a good crop coming, and it never come.
It's still with this hill, ain't it?
Yeah.
Think your pa will kill the fatted calf like the prodigal in Scripture.
You don't know pa. He kills a chicken, most of the squawking's from him. Now, what's that truck for?
You put the sides up high as that, the whole damn thing gonna tip over.
Truck? Looks like they're building an ark.
That's what I'm doing.
Casey, they fixing to go.
You got those valves tore out yet?
I'll get her done.
If you ain't been tomcatting around so much, you'd have already done it.
Oh.
What do you want? Why, it's Tom! Al, it's Tommy, come home!
Did you bust out? Did you bust out of jail?
No, I'm paroled. Pa, what's this truck for?
We're leaving for California tomorrow, Tom. We was gonna write you a letter, but you're back! You can go with us! Come on, your ma's in the kitchen. We'll surprise her.
All right.
Ma! There's a couple of fellas come along the road, and they wonder if we could spare a bite.
Let them come. We got a plenty. Just sit yourself down. Tom. Thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, Tom. You ain't wanted. You didn't bust loose.
No, Ma. Parole. I got the papers here.
Oh, Pa, run out and tell Grandpa Tom he's home. And tell Ruthie to get in here now, too.
Grandpa! Come see who's here.
Ma, you remember Reverend Casey, don't you?
Just Jim Casey, man.
Of course. He used to be our preacher. You two sit down now. Bread's done. Just taking up the side meat now. Wait till Rosa Sean hears about this. You don't even know she's married to Connie Rivers. Expecting to. And you won't recognize Ruth. They've been growing like a weed.
Ma, what are you going to California for?
We can't stay here no more, Tom. They're going to track us out if we don't go.
Who is?
We had to borrow money from the bank. We kept saying to them, can't we just hang on? Maybe next year will be a good year. But they got tractors now, can take the place of 12, 14 families. They say that 100,000 of us shoved out.
There's work in California, though. Pa got one of those handbills fellas been passing out, saying how much work they is and high wages, and how they want folks to come and pick grapes and oranges and peaches. We're setting off in the morning as soon as we get everything packed up.
California's maybe 2,000 miles. You got any money?
We sold just about everything we have. Got back $200. Spent $75 on that truck out there.
I checked her out. She'll get us there all right. I reckon it takes about 12 days.
Where is he?
Right here, Grandpa.
Your pants are open, Grandpa. Let me button them up.
Get away. I don't want to be left to button my own pants.
They don't let people run around with their clothes unbuttoned in California.
Oh, they don't, huh? they think they're going to show me how to act out there, well, I'll go around and hang it out if I want. Tom,
those grapes out there just hanging out over the road. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick a washtub full of grapes, and I'm going to sit at them and scrooge around and let the juice run down my pants.
Oh, by God.